Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're going to have a special guest calling out of Chicago, Pierre Robinson. So, good evening, Pierre. How are you?
I am wonderful. Good evening. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. So, we're going to have Pierre on tonight. We're going to talk about your business, Divine Dollars Financial Services. So, she's going to explain to us what that's about, what she does, and how you can become a part of it, and her services and what she does. Did I say that already?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, forgive me. I get a little tongue-tied. So we're going to try to get into the show. First of all, I want to ask, what is Divine Dollars? What is your business? What is it about?
Well, Divine Dollars Financial Services Group, I am a personal financial success company and a small home-based business owner. And I'm powered by a company called MyEcon. We are the personal financial success company, and we do fall in the online network marketing industry. So it's a very powerful, powerful industry.
Okay. So it is a home-based business. You can definitely do it from home. You don't have to go out and do like a brick-and-mortar type of business.
Absolutely not. It is definitely an online home-based business company. The great thing about this business is it goes with you anywhere you go. You can operate your business by way of your cell phone, laptop, or your computer. And I absolutely love it because, as everyone knows, online technology is constantly advancing and growing. And brick-and-mortar businesses are slowly falling by the wayside. So we have major corporations that are gobbling up bigger corporations. For example, Amazon recently merged and took over some big companies. Companies like Kmart, Abercrombie and Fitch, Macy's. You are seeing some of these big, long-standing and well-known companies, businesses, brick and mortars, if you will, going out of business every day. And yeah. Online technology, it's not growing, going anywhere.
True. Mm-hmm. That's very true. What are you going to say?
Now, is this like a full-time job type of job, or is it can be like part-time or whenever you can work at it?
So with your business, again, this is a legitimate business. Mm-hmm. You are an entrepreneur. you are a home-based business owner, and therefore, like any other business, what you put in and what you invest is what you get out. So you can work this part-time, you can work it from home, you can work it while you're on your everyday 9-to-5 in order to position yourself to be able to walk off of that 9-to-5. So what we teach essentially is financial literacy. And we teach 5 powerful strategies. But if I can, I'd like to just kind of back it up a little bit and tell the people a little bit about the company, if you don't mind, and just kind of set the stage to kind of properly introduce myself and introduce the company, sort of make a little bit more sense. Then we'll go back to having a little bit more fun, casual fun, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's fine, most definitely.
All right. So, again, my name is Pierre Robinson. I currently reside in Chicago, Illinois, as you mentioned, and I am a proud single mother of 2. My oldest is currently serving in the Air Force, so I'm very proud of that. And I do have an 11-year-old at home here with me. I am currently an employee of a Fortune 500 company, as well as I am a home-based business owner of Divine Dollars Financial Services Group. So as I stated, I am powered by a multi-level marketing network company called My Econ. Now, My Econ is a 12-year-old debt-free technology-driven company. We're based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we have empowered our business owners to generate over $400 million. We've taught them this by teaching them 5 powerful strategies that will help them attain personal financial success. So our mission, really, you guys, is very simple. In order to attain personal financial success, it's all about having enough cash flow to support your lifestyle. And we want to overcome 2 objectives: supporting our current lifestyle, which is our working years, and that time frame is supposed to help prepare us for our retirement years, and our labor is what does that. So essentially, we teach these 5 strategies that focus around financial literacy, and we teach people how to become income shifters.
Okay, so that brings up a point, that brings up a good question that I wanted to ask. What is income shifting? What does that entail? Because I hear that a lot thrown around, but I don't know exactly what it means.
Certainly. So income shifting is simply a way to generate income without the labor.
Okay.
And what we mean by it is we teach you 5 strategies to increase your cash flow without having to take on a second job, without having to put in for that overtime, without having to try to ask your boss for a pay raise. We actually teach you how to increase your own cash flow using your own money.
Because you hear it and it's like, okay, because I know a lot of people, I'm sure that you have experienced it, a lot of people say that income shifting is a pyramid scheme. Why exactly are people referencing it to be that?
Well, just to kind of clarify, a lot of people refer to network marketing companies or multi-level marketing companies as pyramid schemes or scams. But what they fail to realize and envision in their minds is that for every day that we go on a job, our job is the biggest pyramid scheme there is. And here's why. There's levels to it, right?
Sure.
And so we say multi-level marketing, But people don't consider their job a pyramid scheme simply because they're guaranteed an hourly wage. They're guaranteed a salary. But see, your organization or company that you go to work for has a CEO, right? And he's at the top. And then below him is another layer of upper management, is how we've come to know it. And then you have that next layer. We call it middle management, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another layer. And you call that your supervisors. And then the bottom platform, the base, is what? All of your employees. But if you look at that from the top to the bottom, it branches out into a triangle. A triangle is also called a what? Pyramid. So people automatically assume with a multi-level marketing company that because they're independent business owners, it's more of a scam because we have to work harder. There's no guaranteed or dependent crutch that they can lean on to get that income that they're used to getting from their job. See, multi-level marketing, it requires you to put in the work. And a lot of people don't want to put in work outside of their already scripted and handed to them job description.
Mm-hmm.
What were you about to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, and that's true. I mean, because let's go back, if we can, to the income shifting. So, with that, you're saying that we're shifting from a work type to more of a business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I'm explaining is that income shifting is really a way to generate cash flow without the labor. We teach you 5 powerful strategies on how you can create 5 new cash flow streams. The first way we teach you is to simply correct your withholding on your W-4, because IRS tells us that 80% of Americans have their W-4s filled out incorrectly. So you know that wonderful job that everyone loves to go to and clock in every day?
Mm-hmm.
Upon hire, your HR person does not assist you with filling out the W-4. And because the W-4 is so polluted with the bold and italicized writing, most people are somewhat intimidated by it. They don't read the fine print thoroughly, and therefore they don't understand what they actually qualify for when it comes to filling out and claiming the proper allowances. So that's one of our first strategies, is we show you how to put more of your income back in your pocket by properly informing IRS how much they can and cannot withhold from your check. And IRS.gov is the website that we take and train you on the proper way of legally reducing your federal taxes. Because oftentimes, average employees, they are losing about $40 a day due to the overpayment of taxes, and they're not aware of it. So that's just one way that we create a positive cash flow back into your household. It's your money. You're going to work. You're clocking in 9 to 5. Some people work 8, 10, 12, 16 hours a day, right?
Sure.
But IRS is taking a third of their income just in federal taxes alone. So we teach you how to legally and properly fill out your W-4 to put that money back into your pocket. We're not saying we don't want you to pay taxes, but what we're saying is we don't want you to overpay taxes. We just want you to pay your fair share, and IRS only expects the same.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people don't, they expect to get those W-2s and they don't know how to count taxes, especially in, my mother used to do taxes for people. And she did a lot for business owners, and a lot of times she would tell people, keep your receipts or you can deduct this. A lot of people did not know the deductions that they could get in order to get money back. A lot of them were very shocked, especially when it came to their business. So when you do those withholdings, what exactly are you trying to teach people to get back from those withholdings?
All right. Well, definitely you touched a little bit on our strategy number two, which is minimizing taxes on business income. And how we do that is we teach people that once you become a home-based business owner, you will be able to minimize taxes on business income, such as your personal vehicle. So currently, as employees, you use your vehicle and you go to and from work, but you don't get to write off anything for the use of that vehicle, correct?
True.
But when you become a home-based business owner, and now your business and your vehicle are tied together. Why? Because you're going to travel to conferences, business seminars, educational workshops, and things of that nature. And anything related to business, now you can write off that mileage. So imagine being able to now start to recover 54 cents per mile for every business mile you incur. And not to mention, you can write off things like communication. So everyday expenses, currently, you pay for internet, you pay for your cell phone, and those things come right out of your pocket, right?
Sure.
Well, I mentioned that we are an online home-based business. So that means our business goes wherever we go. That also means when we use our cell phone becomes a tax-deductible expense for business use. When we use our internet is now a tax-deductible expense. It's no longer just a bill that we pay. You know, IRS says if you are a small business owner or a home-based business owner, we will give you tax breaks on various tax-deductible write-offs. Now, as an employee, legally, you only get up to 7. But as a home-based business owner, you get upwards of 500 potential tax-deductible expenses. So just imagine meals and entertainment, your car or truck, travel, all of these things now are turned into a business deduction instead of a regular expense. And IRS will also allow you to hire your children as employees to help you work your business.
Really?
And when you hire your, yes, ma'am, anywhere from 7 to 24, 7 to 18, but 18 to 24 if they're in college. So IRS says, if you're smart enough to get a business, we're going to allow you to take some of these tax deductions and credits and write them off. When you have tax deductible expenses, such as you hire your child, IRS lets you write off $6,350 a year per child.
Wow.
We teach you how to hire your child. We legally teach you how to create a proper job description because IRS is all about keeping good records. So people don't realize the laws of the land don't just work for the wealthy. The laws of the land apply to those who know how to use it and use it appropriately. So we give you the strategies, we give you the education, we give you the information that you need. We give you the software and the system so that you can properly track these things and always be audit proof. IRS wants more businesses. That generates more cash flow in the economy. So they would much rather you work your business, have more cash flow coming into your household because they tend to expect and anticipate that you're going to do what? Spend more money. So that's what we teach people. Yes, ma'am.
That makes sense.
And you might as well write your kids up, because they didn't eat nothing for food.
We need to get a kid.
your electricity is working for you.
Right. We need to get a couple of kids and hire them out.
Exactly. And, you know, we teach these powerful strategies because when you become an income shifter, essentially what you're doing is shifting yourself from a higher taxable income bracket to a lower one. And when you are a W-2 employee and you don't have a business, there is a difference in what we call the haves and the have-nots. W-2 employees do not have the ability to take any tax deductible write-off other than the 7.
Yeah.
But when you are a 1099 business owner, you have the privileges. You have the power. You have the tools, the knowledge, and the information needed to run a successful business. Reduce your tax deductible income, take these write-offs, shift money back into your household, and we teach you strategies on how to become debt-free. So who doesn't want to become debt-free? I mean, really?
Okay. Definitely. Definitely. Yes. In this time that we're living in now, it's better to have debt-free, to be debt-free and have that extra income coming in, because we don't know. You know, like we talked the other day, Pierre, about going back into a recession. You know, we could be going debt. It looks as if we may be going back into a recession, especially now that 45 is talking about sending more troops, you know. So anything is possible, and to have that more bankable income and to be debt-free and not owe. And at the same time, that's like, wow, that's mind-blowing.
Exactly. It most absolutely is. Our greatest challenge, and I'm so passionate about educating the masses, educating that quote-unquote middle-class wage earner, that low-income wage earner, to know that it is essential to have a plan B. It is essential to have a home-based business in your back pocket, because as a W-2 employee, you get taxed first. But as a business owner, you get taxed last. So see, IRS, if you're just going to work, they're going to take a third of your income off the top before your paycheck even hits direct deposit. Like he wouldn't clock in with you. But if you are a home-based business owner, you get taxed last. So we show you how to reduce those federal tax dollars that comes back into your household. That helps you reduce the debt. And as you're reducing the debt, we teach you how to strategize to do things such as have that emergency fund. Put yourself in the position to have your at least 6 months of your lifestyle saved up. God forbid, what if you lose your job tomorrow? Most people literally are one paycheck away from financial disaster, and they don't know it. They don't think in those terms. And this company, we shift your mindset. We open your mind to realizing you are not invincible. Don't think it cannot happen to you. Because while it may happen to your friends and people you know, it's just one foot in the door and one foot out the door going to unemployment with your name on the net. So we have to get independent and stop being codependent on these organizations that are not loyal to you. When the next youngest, greatest person that comes along that's willing to accept a salary less than yours, you might be on your way out the door, because businesses are always looking for ways to cut their expenses and increase their cash flow.
Exactly.
And what
That's
better
why.
Way to get you it Exactly. What better way to do it than to get rid of the highest man on the totem pole making the most money?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's just, that was something that I saw. I just saw what you're talking about on 60 Minutes last week, where these companies were shipping in people from other countries, basically from India, coming in and taking other people's jobs and actually having the employees teach the people from India how to do their jobs. As they
happens every day.
And that was in order for them to get that money, their severance pay or their severance package, they had to teach those people how to do their job. Otherwise, they wouldn't get their severance package.
Yeah. I have, yes, ma'am. I have seen it myself. I have a master's in human resources management and development.
Uh-huh.
I know exactly what you are talking about. It's becoming more of a common practice because they can hire someone that's willing to take the money.
Yeah.
And they will clean out.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. They'll come in and do that job for less pay. And, you know, it's like a double-edged, you know, because you feel like, well, you got these interlopers coming from another country taking your job, but at the same time, these people coming from somewhere else, they have nothing either. So it's really not these Indians, it's these corporations, these companies that are doing this. You know, they're picking people that they know have nothing to take jobs from Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up in the government with, it's a loophole in a bill that the government, that Congress passed, so that
mm-hmm.
when you go to, so that people here in this country that are considered illegal, that they will
mm-hmm.
not lose their job. But now corporations are taking this loophole so that they can now take jobs from Americans and bring
mm-hmm.
in people from other countries. And they're making it's in the government. It was a bill that was passed by our Congress. But yeah, I just saw that on 60 Minutes. That's horrible. So yeah. Go ahead.
It most definitely is. And that's why it is essential that people understand, don't
mm-hmm.
sneeze at online marketing companies. Don't
yeah.
turn your nose up. You know, we are the only company in the industry that literally teaches you financial strategies. We're not asking you to sell stuff. We're not asking you to sell teas. We're not asking you to sell makeup, lipstick, wraps. We're not asking you to house a house full of products in order
mm-hmm.
to generate income. We're teaching you 5 strategies: correct your withholding on your taxes, minimize your taxes on business income. We're teaching you how to literally generate business income. We're teaching you how to eliminate your debt that it took you years to get out of, but we're showing you a debt elimination process that can help you get out of debt faster if you stick to the strategies, and we're teaching you how to create passive income. Now, I don't know any other company, not even your job, not even your school, not even your college, that teaches you how to work on your personal economy so that you don't have to worry about the economy. Because I'll tell you what, if people don't shift their mindset, open their mind, and think about money in a different manner,
mm-hmm.
it's not about what you make. It's about knowing what you make and how to keep it. If you don't know how to keep the money that you make, then what's the point?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So how do you join MyEcon? How do you become, is it like a membership? How do you get to be a part of getting this training?
Absolutely. So we do have a powerful membership It is available, and I can post it on my page, but yeah. Viewers, callers can go to Divine Dollars, FSG, so it's the letters Frank Sam George dot myecon dot net, and they will be able to view the website. We offer a powerful income shifting membership, and with that membership, you're going to get your own website. You're going to have a powerful retail strategy because, see, IRS, they're so simple. They make it so easy for you to be a powerful and successful business. They simply require that you have an online presence, you have a retail strategy, you shift your W-4 to reflect that you are a business owner, you keep good records, and you market your business a minimum of 4 to 6 hours a week with the intent to make a profit. So we teach you how to do that very painlessly. It's, for me, it's fun. I actually love what I do. But when we give you your website, as a business owner, you're going to get identity theft protection absolutely free. Why? Because we know that as an online business owner, we also shop online, right? And
sure.
This is technology. So we want to protect you from having your identity stolen, and we give you up to $1 million in coverage. And guess what? We don't only give it to you. We extend that identity theft protection to your family. So when I tell you we take care of our business owners, we take care of our business owners. Our business owners will also be given a credit repair product that will educate them and empower them to improve their own credit. So what we do is we help you eliminate the middleman. Why pay someone on average $100 a month to fix your credit when we give you the step-by-step video and the necessary documents that you need to send all three credit bureaus absolutely free? And you do it at your pace, at your leisure. All of this is part of your business because we want you to be a successful business owner. We also give you what we call the cash flow manager software, and that's what keeps good track of your record to track your income and your cash flow and expenses. We give you discounts on travel. We give you discounts on nutritional and healthy beverages. That's part of your retail strategy. And we give you what we call a cash back mall, where you become your own best customer. And at your very same store, Walmart, Best Buy, Old Navy, Advance Auto, places like that, you shop at those stores through your own website, and you earn money back for spending your own money. This income-shifting membership is an investment of $34.95 a month, and that's a tax-deductible write-off. So when you invest in your business, typically investments give you a return on investment. And remember very early on I said that we show you how to bring more money back into your household by adjusting your W-4?
Yeah.
Well, on average, most people see a return on their investment anywhere from $200 to $800 a month or more. So automatically, in 7 to 14 days, your business is going to pay your $34.95 a month itself.
Yeah.
I thought
you had some questions.
Oh, she answered.
Oh, she answered all of them?
Almost.
Oh, okay. Hello, he was in here jotting stuff down. I'm like, oh, you got some questions? Like, oh, she's answered them, so...
Well, the one thing that I did not speak to, and I always save the best for last, Because as I said throughout the call, my econ is a personal financial success company. Now, never once did you hear me talk about recruiting. Never once did you hear me talk about selling anything. We teach you five strategies on how to shift back into your household money that governmental entities are shifting away from you, and that also big business is shifting away from you. We teach you how to get that back. Now, I did mention something called how to generate passive income.
Yes,
and what that means is we do have a strategy for those who are interested in growing their business. It's called a marketing plan, and it has a compensation plan attached to it. And we're the only company that I know of that gives out up to 100% personal sales commission and up to 85% team sales commission. So as I mentioned, it's only $34.95 to join. And we have a position, once you join, you come in as what we call a marketing director. But when you rank up after two people to the next level called EVP, also known as Executive Vice President. I am an EVP Gold, so I have surpassed that marketing area. And I'm on my way to the next level, which is Platinum. And there's only one more, which is called Infinity. So people often think that multi-level marketing is a scam because it has all these layers. But remember I talked about how our jobs have the layers?
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is we control our passive income. Your job controls your hourly income. So there lies the difference. After you bring in two people for your third person to Infinity, within 7 to 10 days, you are paid $35 for every person you bring in. So you bring in 10 people in 2 weeks, that's an extra $350. Who can't use an extra $350 in their pocket?
I don't know anybody.
But if you notice, I intentionally left the compensation for last because it's not mandatory. See, a lot of people don't like network marketing company because they think that they are forced to sell. They think that they are forced to recruit. And that's what I love about my econ. We are not forced to do anything. We make sure that we empower you with all of the knowledge, the information, and the education so that you, first and foremost, can become financially successful just in your own household. The additional creating your own business and building a team of business partners, that's a choice. It's not mandatory. Me, I personally choose to do it because I want people to know that they no longer have to be a slave to the lender. This is 2017, and as an African American, we are 228 years financially illiterate behind the white of America and behind the wealthy. You know why? Because, see, the wealthy have known about these strategies for decades, and they pass it down. And that's what you call generational wealth. Well, unfortunately, in our community, we don't pass this type of information down. Why?
No.
Because it's not taught. We don't get it in our schools. We don't learn it. Unfortunately, most of us are intimidated. Those of us who are not avid readers, we don't want to listen to it, so we automatically close off our minds. But what I'm here to tell all your listeners, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't open your mindset, if you don't look at IRS telling you it behooves you to have a business and be able to put yourself in the position of paying your taxes last, you're going to struggle. If living paycheck to paycheck is your choice and your option, if you like it, I love it. But I'm here to tell you that choice does not have to be your choice any longer. And I'm here to educate the masses and empower them with this financial information because we deserve better. You know, I'm tired of single mothers like myself thinking that they have to depend on a handout from food stamps, public aid, Section 8. No, we don't have to get out like that anymore. You know, it's just a matter of making that conscious decision to say, you know what, I blow $35 in 2 to 3 days. We have people, and it's not to knock their lifestyle, but if you want to make a change for the better, then you have to make a few adjustments. For me, I got rid of coffee. I realized I was spending almost $70 a month on Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Wow.
That paid for my business. I got rid of coffee, and I invested in my business. That has allowed me to cash flow money back into my household. It has allowed me to help almost 100 families, and the business is growing. And it is a powerful and heartwarming feeling when you get people that come back to you and say, thank you. Because without following you on your page, without watching your consistency and your passion, without understanding what my econ is all about, I wouldn't have my first laptop. I wouldn't have been able to pay off this credit card. I wouldn't have been able to get caught up on my rent. Those type of testimony are priceless. And it's exactly why I do what I do.
Ooh, go ahead.
I have a question now. When it comes to the membership, is this like a month-to-month thing, or is it like a contract you have to sign to be X amount of months or like that?
The beauty of it is month-to-month. There is no contract. You are not locked in. We are not AT&T and Comcast. We don't lock you down. We don't believe in forcing anybody to do anything. There are no tricks. There are no loopholes. We want people to make a well-informed and conscious choice that what they are investing is in generational wealth, the financial future for not only themselves, but their families. You know, to be able to pass down this type of financial literacy and education to your children is priceless. Why continue to show your children that they have to go to work, they have to depend on a job, they have to stand in the welfare line, they have to go to the food pantry? Why show them that this is all we have to look forward to when it is not?
True. That's true.
So
what
it's no
trap. I was going to say, if we had someone that would like to make a comment or had a question. Hold on. Okay. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. You have a comment or a question?
Actually, yes, just a comment. I mean, a lot of what the lady who was speaking, this, as crazy as it sounds, it should be basic knowledge, because a lot of people go into businesses or they go into certain things not knowing this. And because they don't take the time to research and they don't take the time to go into looking it up and trying to find out for themselves, they depend, as she said, depend on handouts. They, or in this case, they depend on someone to tell them something they should already be looking for themselves. And I just thought the information was amazing. So.
Okay. Thank you, thank you. And you're absolutely right. We definitely have to take accountability and take responsibility for our own learning and our own empowerment, because, you know, we as a people, And when I say we, as an African-American proud woman, we as a people are made mockery of. You know, there was a post that circulated around Facebook that gave a breakdown of how every other race exchanges money within their own community at least 10 times before it goes outside of their community, except for the black race. Our money comes into our hands and it goes right into someone else's own community. We have other ethnic backgrounds that own a restaurant, run Dunkin' Donuts. They are taking over our gas stations. We don't have our own black-owned corner stores. We don't have our own black-owned beauty shop. We don't have our own black-owned nail salon. Where do you see those? You know, we have to start giving back to our community. And if we don't empower our children, we are going to perish as a people. We are going to just fade away. We are going to be considered a joke, which we already get mocked at our inability to become educated and financially strong, and they're going to keep their foot on our neck and keep us dependent on their system. See, they don't want us to become enlightened. They don't want us to become financially savvy. They don't want us to become financially educated because, see, our beautiful hues of the varying colors of our skin is threatening enough. We are typically the ones that have been the leaders for centuries. I mean, the first black man did open heart surgery. It was a black man that created peanut butter. It was another black person that created the stoplight. We have been a threat since existence. And the last thing they want us to do is become financially aware. And I'm telling you, if people don't wake up and stop having, you got to have some faith in yourself, people. I mean, self-respect, self-motivation, knowing that you are knowledgeable, qualified, and educated enough to pick up a book or play on an audio book. Come on, we owe ourselves this. Our ancestors died so that we could learn and do better, and I swear we're still rowing backwards.
I totally agree. You said a mouthful and preached and everything, and let the choir say amen, because it's true. It's everything you said. Everything you said is absolutely true. I mean, we are floundering. You know, we are definitely floundering as a people, and we are people that are disenfranchised, I believe, that a lot of us are. And the one way for us to get our power back is through our money. If we recognize the amount of power that we have in the black dollars, because we are the ones that spend the most. We have to realize that without us, there would be nothing. There would be no Nike and all these other things that are out here and pop up, because we are one of the ones that are buying them and spending our money on that, you know. So, but you have a question?
Oh, yes, when it comes to the website, now, is this something you have to have, like, some program knowledge to, you know, upload it to, let's say, a social media page or, you know, anything like that?
Absolutely not. We give you an already preloaded, pre-designed website. With your $34.95 membership, as I stated, it comes with your own website. It comes with your financial tracking tools and the various items that I mentioned within that membership, so that you are automatically up, running, and live from the second you click submit to join and process your business membership. That $34.95 covers your licensing fee and your website.
Okay. I like that.
Well, that is good. That's a good thing. So, go ahead.
Now, would you recommend this for anybody who already has a at-home business?
Absolutely. Definitely, we have business owners that are in our business that already have multiple businesses. The one thing that most people don't understand is when it comes to generating wealth, it takes seven streams of income. So, of course, the more sources that you have income coming in, that's the faster you can generate wealth. We are probably one of the only companies that give you some of the most essential tools to successfully run and operate any other type of business.
Okay. So it's just it's already uploaded. Now, do you get your own, let's say, name up on a site, or just something that it just says, what's it called?
My Econ?
Oh, yeah, My Econ up at the top.
So you can actually create your own business name. I am an independent home-based business owner, and as Shalonda stated earlier, my business is Divine Dollars Financial Services Group. I named my business that with respect and giving praise and honor to my divine creator of this universe, because I know through him all things are possible. So whenever I say divine, I know that I am giving praise to the Most High. We are all divine and deserving, but yes, you can create your own business name. So you may want to, when you start your business, call it S&M Financial Services Group, for example.
Okay. That sounds real good.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything that you, anything else you like to add and tell us about your business and how to get in touch with you if someone wants to talk to you more and get more information?
Absolutely. Well, definitely, it has been an awesome, awesome experience to be on here with you all tonight. I am going to give my website address. Write this down, everyone. Divine Legacy Builders with an S .com. All one word, DivineLegacyBuilders.com. I want you to go to my site. I tell anyone that I come in contact with, we follow IRS and everything that IRS teaches. So therefore, I really don't think we're a scam. So we can dispel that myth, because who's going to be a scam and yet we follow the laws of IRS? So let's just squash that first, foremost, and finally. Secondly, I encourage people, do your research. Look into the tax advantages of having a home-based business. You can simply Google it. The third thing I tell people, pray on it. I'm spiritual. I'm Baptist. I was raised Baptist. I'm spiritual. I don't care who you worship to or who you don't worship to. But get your mind, get your education, do your research, and get a clear understanding. Don't be so quick to reference something and just throw it by the wayside because you think it's something when it really isn't. See, we have a saying, and we hear it all the time, and they say, knowledge is power. But I'm here to tell you, knowledge is not power. The application of that knowledge is power. So if you don't put the information and the education to youth, then you're pretty much rendered dead, you know. So faith without work, as they say, is dead. And without knowledge, we will perish. So, you know, definitely I just want people to understand I am passionate about what I do. I love what I do. And I am here to help anyone. For me, it's more than just about building a business. It's about creating generational wealth for the masses. It's about sparking a fire in someone who has had their dreams crushed by a mama, a daddy, a teacher, an uncle. You ain't gonna never be nothing. Oh boy, go sit down somewhere. Girl, sit your fans. You know, we don't realize. I'm serious. We don't realize that there is life and death in the tongue. And some of the things that we say can easily crush a dream. Well, I am here to restore. So anyone that has a dream, it's no judgment here. Come inbox me, and I'm willing to help you. Even if it's not this business, I'd be willing to bet you I can help you.
Oh.
So that's just how passionate I am about helping people find their self-worth, love themselves, educate themselves, empower themselves, and rise up to the next level where someone told them they can't do something. I want to be able to help people say, yes, I can. And you know why? Because you are divine and deserving. Please remember that. Self-love these days is so very important. And if we don't love ourselves, nobody else will.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and enlightening us and telling us about your business, what you do, and My Econ, and how and what income shifting really is and how we can benefit from it. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us.
You are most welcome, and absolutely thank you all for allowing me to utilize your platform as an outlet to enlighten and educate others. My prayer for tonight is that all listeners are touched. Anyone that has any questions, my name is Pierre, P-I-E-R, last name Robinson. You can find me on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. And again, the website is DivineLegacyBuilders.com, and it'll take you to my page. So I thank you both again for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, and I've already posted that, and I will post it on the page so that people can contact you on S&M Radio, and I'll also be posting your website on Night Talks with Sasha. Definitely find. Well, I want to thank you so much again. This was our special guest on Financial Mondays with S&M Radio, Pierre Robinson, calling out of Chicago from My Divine Dollars Financial Group. Do you have something to say?
If you want to sign up, just, you know, go to, you know, the website.
DivineLegacyBuilders.com. Yes, Builders with an S. DivineLegacyBuilders.com is her website. You can definitely get in touch with her there. You can also find her on website, The Messenger. She's quick to get back in touch with you. So you won't have to wait 2 or 3 days for someone to respond back. She responds back if it's a time limit, just because something is going on. But very sweet lady and very inspirational. And I thank you again, Pierre, for your time and coming on and blessing us with your words and your knowledge.
Thank you so much for having me. And may you guys have a blessed, successful career with your radio show. And I look forward to maybe working with you again in the future.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Anytime that you need to promote or you want to talk about something, you're more than welcome to use our platform and get it out there, whatever you need to know that.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly thank you, and thank you all for listening. Everyone, have a blessed night.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, you know, we got like a little few minutes left on the show. We haven't talked about the Charlottesville thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to get too deep into it. What's your opinion?
All about the tiki lights.
The tiki torches.
Yeah.
Everything that happened in Charlottesville.
I mean, as far as the tiki torches, it's like it's nighttime. So, you know, it's better than trying to hold a candle on a wall. So I don't really put that on, you know, them. Like a symbol of them trying to, you know, go on a ride and burn down a black person's house like back in the day, or fire by my house. I don't equate that with, you know, with the
torture.
Yeah. Because a lot of black people are like, well, that's like taking it back to the, you know, burn the cross on the lawn of a black person.
It is.
I mean, to me, it's not. Because okay. It's just something, it's, you could be, it's, what would they say if they was holding candles?
Okay.
I say that because
it's so easy to brush it aside and say, oh, well, what if, you know, because you go in there with your tiki torches and they're lit, you're hollering, you're screaming out, Hail Hitler, and you're throwing up the Nazi sign, because that's not what they were throwing up. They were throwing up the KKK sign. It's different. You put your thumb close to you. With Hitler, you throw it straight out. There's a difference in there, the language. But the tiki torches, they were an upgrade, just like they took off the mask and the sheets. It was an upgraded version of their fire torches. That's all it was. It's easy. It's easy. You didn't have to worry about wrapping a sheet around it and excuse me. So, you know,
that's to me it's just something minimum that it's kinda like it's kinda like deflecting what the real problem is. I'm talking about in people in general, especially black people. They saying, oh yeah, that forget about that. That's not a big problem.
The
or big issue. Torches? Yeah, it's not a big problem or big issue. The big issue that you should be focusing on is, you know.
Well, you bring it up.
Well, I'm just saying that's one of the things that people up in the got their pennies and they draw up in a bunch with. Like,
I think
why?
It's the symbolism of what it was supposed to mean for people, what they felt like it meant, those types of things. I think that was the biggest issue about it, not necessarily, but anyway, you know, you getting off topic about it. People wanted, you know, it was sad to see, but it's not unexpected. It wasn't an unexpected thing. It was not surprising. Because you have to look at the environment that the social stance and the social, you have to look at the times that we're in, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the times that we're in. And I just thought that, I mean, like I said, I don't want to get deep into the conversation about Charlottesville or what it meant or what it didn't mean. It just shows you that the sheets are off and you got to know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with, and we can't continue to bury our heads in the sand. You know, that's how I felt about it.
To me, the sheet is always there. We just want to pay attention to it. Until now.
It was a burp. It was, I mean, racism and all that is still very loud, has been very loud, but it was somewhat a burp. Now it's in your face. It's directly in your face. You see it for what it is. they're not trying to, you know, flip it over to the side or anything like that. The next big thing about it is now everyone wants to take down these statues of the Confederacy, the flag of the Confederacy. And I get that. I respect people's opinion about it. I respect the fact that, yeah, the South lost. These people are dead. But if you're taking down a flag and if you're taking down a statue, what does that mean? Is that going to necessarily change the hearts of men who feel that a person should not be here because they're black or whatever they are? Is that going to change someone's heart because you took a statue down and maybe broke it, burnt it, did whatever, put it, and some people are saying, you know, put it in a museum. But is that going to change your heart? Is that going to change what they think, what they feel?
And that just goes back to talking about the tiki torch. This is something that's not going to help racism, so why even put all your energy into taking a flag down or taking a statue down or moving it all to a place where it can be looked at in like a museum? That's just wasted time and energy. If you want to do something, go to the black communities and say, hey, this is what we need to change. This is what we have to do to change. If somebody, you see a white cop beating a black person like we and shot and killed, just don't go out here and start rioting in the street or protesting. That's not going to be do nothing, because that's old school. The new school is online, because it gets out there to the mass people faster than you trying to say, okay, we're going to go to the Chicago and have a rally here, and then this one over here at the same time. We're going to do something in New York, and down here we're going to do something in Texas.
I disagree. I disagree with that. The marching, that's not, you're saying that that's not going to help. I disagree. I think, because guess what? The alt-right marches, the neo-Nazi fascists, they march. So why should we not get together? I get tired of us, all people always telling us as black people that we got to move past, do this, do something better. When you got white people that want to bust heads and walk around saying niggas go here, niggas leave, this, da 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 da, and they still march in the street. Ain't nobody telling them to change how they doing anything that
and
they doing.
And they got bats and knives and pipes and all kind of crazy stuff in the wind when they marching. You know what I'm saying?
They got recruiting out there in the street. They're recruiting online.
They're not just recruiting online.
That's what they basically recruiting.
No, they're not.
Online, because it's anonymous.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And it's not anonymous what they're doing. The alt-right are not anonymous.
Well, when I say anonymous, it's not like you're out here and we're going to say, oh, we're going to pass out flyers out
there.
Yes,
they do.
They pass out flyers. But like,
they're not going on. You're wrong. You're wrong, because they are in the street recruiting. They're not just in the streets walking in neighborhoods recruiting. They're going to college campuses. That's why they were in Charlottesville in the first place. They're going to campuses. So they're not like anonymously putting stuff, information out there. They're not anonymously placing flyers anywhere. They're putting their name, the alt-right is putting their name.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting their information out there. They're letting you know who they are, who runs it, where they come from, what they do. They're not hiding.
So you mean something that nobody in the alt-right is putting out something that's on the website saying we're going to go here at this particular school at this day and time?
Yes.
All right. And
at,
that's how they get the masses in their area to come up.
Yes. I'm not disagreeing that they don't get on the internet and social media and promote. I'm not saying that. But they also mark. They also recruit by going to where they know that they can be welcomed. That's how they have their rallies. In Rome, Georgia, the neo-Nazis came here and had a rally. Why? Because it was their constitutional right. But yet and still, when Black Lives Matters come around, it signifies, oh, the Charlottesville, the police didn't bring out the riot gear when they came there. And they came there with sticks and weapons and knives and guns and pipes. But when the Black Lives Matter movement comes somewhere and they go to, like, when they were downtown Atlanta and they did a peaceful rally, they came out in full riot. Atlanta police came out in full riot gear when Black Lives Matter. Oh, they were in the street. They weren't in the street. Those creeps down there in Charlottesville were in the street. And what did the police do? They stood back. So it's like, oh, well, Black folks don't need to do this. Black folks need to upgrade and do that. But these fascist-ass white people doing the same thing, but it's okay.
To me, that's just a waste of time.
Okay.
Because just
that's
like that, you know, it's just like that black man with the with that new fashion movement we're supposed to be trying to get the
alpha.
Yeah. Now then, we got a black man taking pictures, and posting it on the internet. If you want to do something to help your people, put their faces on the internet and say this is what's in your.
They
place.
Are.
So when you're shopping at the store and you see that man's face, you know not to go in there. That's the upgrade for marching, because marching is like, okay.
But the FAFSA, but they still march.
They still march, but.
They still rally.
And what is it doing?
It's doing a lot.
It ain't doing nothing. They
on 2020. They talking about it on 2020.
Because of the fights and stuff they're having that's breaking out.
But see, that's the difference. That's the difference between these new groups and what some people do. All people that are getting together to march and protest are not all black lives movements are not people getting together to fight and argue. That's not what they're doing. They're getting together to have peaceful rallies. FAFSA, they're not. They are going out to by any means necessary. They're going to go out and protest. That's what they do. That's what they say they do. They will meet your fist with fist. That's not everybody's.
That's not everybody, but my thing is, people have been marching up and down the street since, you know, young kids were getting killed out here in the street. Did it do no good? Did it do good? No. Did they help Trayvon Martin in helping other black people get shot? From cops and beating the cops? No. So my thing is, what is Marshall really doing? Yeah, the news camera's gonna be there, and it's gonna be like a 30-second little snippet, and then it's gonna be off, just like we saw on the Entertainment Tonight. They did maybe a good 2-3 minutes of when what's his name died, that white guy, Jerry Lewis died, but they gave a little snippet of what's his name, Gregory.
Dick Gregory,
thank you. They get a little snippet of him at the end. So what's that going to do, Martin? Everything now is just like social media. Everything's done over the internet because things will get transferred faster than you trying to organize a meeting. And say, we're going to march here at this time and this place. If you want to do something, my thing is, shoot, videotape them. Put them out there and say, well, this is a... Give their name and say, this person worked at this store at Target in your area.
Okay.
So boycott Target or boycott Walmart. Like, I'm sure there was a guy out there that worked at Walmart when they had the KKK out there at the room on the highway. I can tell you somebody worked there. But will we know? No, because nobody thought of taking pictures and plastering his face up.
That's not what it was. That's not what it was. Didn't have anything to do with someone working in the store.
No, I'm just saying, I guarantee you, one person that was out there, that worked at that store, was probably there without the little Klan meeting, whatever they was having there. So if you take their picture and you post it up on a website and say, well, this person works at this store, now you boycott Walmart. Now, Walmart's going to have to do one, two things. Get rid of them or keep them and lose business. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to fire them.
Okay.
That's the next step to shutting down people.
And people are doing that.
But
they are doing that.
More people need to do that.
And they are. They have been. That's not that's not something new. That's not something that people aren't doing. They were doing that when Obama was in the White House, when they were talking about people were getting on Facebook making comments, women were making comments about First Lady Michelle Obama. And people sent it to the woman's job, found out who she was, and said, you got this person? She's a loan officer. She says that about a black woman, the first lady. What is she saying about the other people? I mean, it's so bad. And that happened. That is happening.
And that will need, that's the next step besides marching.
Well, that's what people are doing.
If you want to march, have your camera out there and take pictures. And then
they
post
are.
It up. To me, that's the next step.
Okay.
It's going to be do more good because one, it's just like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Don't boycott the NFL. Boycott the people commercials that come out when the NFL is being played.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the Pepsi and Coke and Doritos going to look at them and be like, well, we're losing money, so we're going to have to back away. You're not going to get our money. So now the NFL is going to step up and do something. Because like the guy said in the video, we only make up 15 cents population that watches. That's not a lot. 15% is not a lot.
Okay.
So that's why the NFL is like, y'all niggas ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Only you only 15%. Like I said in my post, it would have been better instead of saying a black boycott, just having a boycott period and have some white people in there. Because you do have some white people that be like, I'm on your side. But how am I going to feel?
They didn't say a black boycott. It said a blackout.
Anything with black in it. It's kind of like,
why?
Because what you call it says, Obama should have took out Obamacare. They should have never used that word. Because now it's like Obamacare. It's like it's a plague. So you would say, let's just boycott the
NFL. So you
got
to take out everything black in order for white people to take part in it, right?
No, but it's...
So we gotta whitewash everything in order for white people to stand up and say, that's wrong. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't have to do that. So that's what we have to do, right?
Let me ask you this, is this a black problem only or is this an everybody problem only?
But it didn't say black, it didn't say only for black people.
But what did you see in the video?
It said a blackout.
Yeah, but what did you see?
Blackout the NFL.
What did you see in the video?
What do you mean?
On the video, the NFL talking about a blackout. You just saw black faces.
Does not the NFL consist of more African American players than it does white?
Yes, but there's some players out there. Do they even talk to the white players and say, hey, we're going to do this blackout video for to black out the NFL because what they're doing.
But it was for the black player. And if any, whatever. I don't think that I got to change my rhetoric for some white person. Either you for the cause or you're not for the cause. But I don't think I need to change my voice or whitewash what I got to say in order for you to stand up. That's the problem.
It's not whitewashing it.
Yes,
it's just a better terminology.
No,
that's
not.
What it is. It's kind of like, well, yeah,
no,
I'm from the hood.
No,
I'm sure I ain't going to go up there and try to get a job with my hat turned back in a jersey on.
No,
I want to get a corporate job.
It's whitewashing.
If you grew up in the hood, but now you're going to throw on a three-piece suit to try to get a job, is that whitewashing?
No.
Because that's not what you came
from?
But
watch what I say, I can't say blackout, which encompasses everyone. If you want to take, that's what they call it. They sure don't call it a whiteout. It's a blackout. You're going to blackout.
It's a boycott. We're going to
boycott. And it's also about the black players of the NFL standing up. Because why not? Why not stand up?
Because that's the problem right
there.
So
you're saying that black people don't have enough power within us to...
No, we only got 50%. There's still 85% out there that's mixed up between Latinos and whites and other races.
Okay.
So if you only got 50, you're only making up 15% of that population. 15% is not nothing.
Okay.
Because even if all black people boycotted it, let's just say it goes up to 25%. The NFL is still not losing no money. They're still going to get their money. They're still going to have advertising from Coke, Pepsi, Target, Walmart, and others on creating ads to be the scene when these plays are playing on TV. Because it's like, okay, how many of y'all going to boycott us? None. Another thing I said in there is like, okay, all these are retired NFL players. What's the next step for these players that are currently playing? What are they going to do to boycott?
Okay.
I said this wasn't even thought out well, because if you really want to make a stance, y'all are retired. Nobody cares about y'all.
Who's retired?
All those players that was on there, on the video, they are retired NFL players. None of them were current.
Well, whatever to you. That bullshit.
No,
anyway,
no, it's the truth.
Anyway, that's your version.
I want to know.
That's
you,
your version.
If
so
you want to do something, you
I
have
enjoy,
to do the new
and they are. But if you're not going to stand up and do anything or say anything, so what's the point?
Because they're scared.
They're not, exactly.
They're scared for the sacrifice.
That's the truest thing you said. The sacrifice. No one wants to make that sacrifice. Oh, anyway, I enjoyed the eclipse today. It didn't get pitch black here, but it got dark. It got a little dark. It was nice. I enjoyed it. All this negative stuff. Who gives a dang about the eclipse? Why, you know, you gonna look at it, go get your workers' comp on your job. Yeah, whatever. I understand people. It's something that is bigger than you. Like, take yourself out of something and look at the world and see that it encompasses more than you and your trials and tribulations. Like, really? You can't find a happy moment or something for your sad ass to be happy about? Whatever.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. It was fun.
Because most people, it's like, well, you already know how traffic is in Atlanta. But then you're going to add on a good probably 1,500 extra people off the road, kind of like now.
Take smarter. It's smarter.
Yeah, but who wants to take that, sit there and wait and be cramped in with 50 other people in one little small
That's
place?
What it's for. If people don't have a problem with the transit system in New York, why should people have a problem with getting on MARTA? When 85 was burnt up, closed down, shut down, everybody got on MARTA and have a problem with it because they need to get somewhere.
Because New York subways run a longer way than MARTA does here. That's why.
But still, it was something that you never see. 100 years. How old were you in 79?
Two.
Now, how old you think you'll be in 100 years?
That's for a full eclipse.
That's what I'm saying.
I won't be here.
Exactly. So why not marvel in something bigger than you now? It's the small things. That's what's so wrong with people. You can't get any enjoyment off the small things. Your life is that miserable. Life is that miserable. You can't get excited about the eclipse. You can't grab a damn kid and say, hey, kid, let's go over here and make a viewfinder. Hey, kid, let me show you.
No, because you're
miserable.
No, they're not into that type of stuff.
They're miserable.
It's kind of like
miserable.
It's kind of like if I say, come on, we're going to go to a Star Trek convention. You'd be like,
okay.
You know you ain't going to want to go.
You don't know that.
That's not your thing.
It is.
So if I say, okay, we're going to go to a Star Trek
convention. I like Star Trek.
Or what about the Comic Con?
I like Comic Con.
We could have went this year. You didn't want to go.
Because you need to get tickets for that a year in advance.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
To get the good stuff, I would have went to Comic Con if they was going to have The Walking Dead there.
They did have The Walking Dead there.
Okay, I would have went. I would have went for Z Nation.
Uh-huh.
I would have went, but I wasn't going to dress up.
Well, why not?
That's
not
my
thing. Well, see, that's the thing. That's not their thing.
They're
going to
sit
and watch. But I went almost 2 minutes.
Whatever.
You got to enjoy the whole thing.
You're just miserable.
You can't just go, but I'm going to bring a kid here. Come on, kid.
You're miserable.
No, some people are not
miserable. You can't find joy anywhere. You're miserable.
That's just not this thing.
You're miserable. Anywhere. You're just miserable. You're sad, miserable, pathetic, sourpuss type people. And then you get on Facebook and then you spout your sourpussness and piss and shit on everybody else's little 2 minutes of joy. Like, go over there, live under that rock and find something.
For everybody.
Like, okay, well, shut up.
It's their right to
whatever.
Yeah. It's their page, remember?
Whatever.
If they want to piss on somebody, eclipse and, you know, let them do it.
Be happy. It's something. It's whatever. Anyway, Wednesday will be another episode of S&M Radio. It'll be the relationship show. Living together, is that the new form of marriage?
Oh, boy.
We're going to talk about that. You know, you living together. What?
We should be experts at that.
I don't know. This isn't about me. This ain't about my business.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't have to. Don't nobody know if I'm married to you or not.
You don't have to be married. We can be engaged.
Don't nobody know that either.
Well, no. Well, you still got to tell me whether it's good or not. Would you recommend it to somebody?
No, I don't.
Yes.
I am reporting the news. Does not mean that I got to put my own stuff into it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
But you know that you talk. You know.
No, I don't.
This situation.
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
No. That's not. No. Nobody never said that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
You do it all the time, so.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Anyway, so Wednesday, S&M Radio, talking about living together, is it the new marriage? And then Friday will be an episode of Night Talks with Sasha. Now, if you're sensitive, you don't like sex, you got a little hang up, you don't like letting your little freak flag fry a little bit, fly
a
little
bit.
So
you need to watch.
It might not be for
you.
Yeah,
that's there. You're a little something, something.
Come in at your own discretion. That's all I got to say. Come in at your own discretion. I'm grown. I'm sexual. I'm a sexual being, and I like talking about stuff.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
I had good
call.
Might put that on there. So, well, I want to thank our guest, Pierre Robinson, for coming in on Night Talks with Sasha. S&M Radio, I got too many shows. S&M Radio for our Financial Monday episode. So again, Wednesday, join us for our relationship show on S&M Radio. Until then, have a great rest of your evening. Well, it's bedtime. Get up, get ready, go to work, do what you gotta do. Get your sheets, some ass, and your pillow, some head. Yeah. Why you do that?